Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we are intentional about stopping to reflect upon God's word that's appointed for this day. I pray that the Spirit may be at work in your life, that as you hear the word and may come into your life, that like a seed that's planted into the ground, that begins to sprout and to put down roots and to bear fruit. I pray that this word that we hear from God would be like that seed that comes into our heart, that plants itself and begins to bear fruit in all that we do. May we hear God's word and heed his call. Now we begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit we may know goodness and peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. One of the readings that's appointed for this day comes from the book of Acts, the 11th chapter. We hear of Peter's vision. Now the apostles and believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter. Kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go to them and not make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me and entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter, and he will give you a message by which you and the entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how it had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced. And they praise God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord. This vision that Peter had, I think, is a really significant part of the story of the church. One we don't talk very much about. But I think it is really important. And in fact, in the book of Acts, it actually gets told twice. Peter has the vision, and then here we get this. He retells the vision that he has. It's told twice, chapter 10, chapter 11. So something that's told twice seems like, okay, there may be something here. I wonder if part of it is what we don't see is probably how much Peter really struggled with this. I mean, stop and think about what's happening. Peter is in Joppa, in this city. He's praying and enters into a trance, and God comes to him in this vision. He sees the sheet coming down from heaven and all of these animals on it, these animals that, quote, are unclean, right? Because being raised in the Jewish faith, there were things you didn't eat. There were clean animals and unclean animals. There were things that were forbidden. All the dietary laws in the book of in Leviticus, right? It recounts all this. And you didn't eat those things. And that was part of how you lived out your faith. And then, in the midst of this vision, with all of these, quote, unclean animals, Peter hears the voice of God that says to him, go, get up, eat. Peter must have been going, what? No. He even says that, right? I can't do this, right? Nothing that's unclean has ever entered my mouth. That's probably a little exaggeration, but he's, you know, trying to prove his point, right? Wait a minute. No, this can't happen. But God speaks to him again and says, no. What God has made clean, you should never label as profane. In some ways, God is changing the rules. And Peter's going, wait, I don't understand. How can this be? And part of it is, it comes at a critical point because the church, the early church, was wrestling. We don't think about this, but the early church was truly struggling with its sense of identity. Because for the most part, all of the early disciples, all of those who were a part of that church early on, were Jews. Even when we think about the notion of Pentecost and all the people who were saved on that day, it took place at a Jewish festival. They were gathered in Jerusalem because of this Jewish festival, and most of the people, even though came from all over, the notion is they probably mostly were believers. And all of a sudden, how do we take this faith that we take it out into the world? What about people who are uncircumcised? What about people who don't follow the dietary restrictions? Can God's grace come to them? Can God lead them to repentance even though they weren't, quote, part of God's chosen people? This vision really sets a new direction that calls us to say, wait a minute. In our world, we tend to put people in categories. We label people as religious or unreligious, Christian and non-Christian, right? Black and white, straight and gay, all these divisions that we come up to. And part of this vision calls us to say, wait a minute. God is the creator of all, and God's message is for all. And how do we live that out in the church? Too often, we fall into us and them, and we castigate them, or we criticize them, or we demonize them. This vision really calls us to say, wait a minute, it's not us and them, it's just us. The God has made us. And how do we treat fellow creatures of God? How do we live into this notion that God comes not for some, but for all, and take this message to go, wait a minute, how is it that we be the church that may not have these divisions, or the divisions shouldn't be as significant as what we make them out to be? In some ways, what we're seeing, this vision, is the work of the Spirit. And sometimes I think we're uncomfortable with the Spirit because the Spirit pushes us in directions that we may not be as comfortable with, or push us out of our comfort zone. They challenge our own positions. They challenge us to go, wait a minute, I may be thinking of this wrong. Peter gets pushed beyond what he's thinking. No, I can't eat these things that are unclean. This wasn't the way I was raised. This isn't right. But God says, nope, there's something bigger going on here. And in our world today, how do we take this vision and we see it? How do we live it out in our world? How do we move beyond labeling some things as unclean and see that God's hand is in all? How do we take God's love and grace and mercy out into the world? Because in some ways, this text pushes us to say, wait a minute, the message isn't for some, it's for all. And how do we go and proclaim to the world of Jesus' death and resurrection, Jesus' love for all, and his desire to reconcile not some, not Israel, but the entire world, the cosmos, all of creation, to reconcile to himself? This vision, I think, is something that's significant for the church today. It was significant in the church in its infancy. And how do we reflect upon this vision so that it may get lived out, that we may be like Peter, maybe having our own hang-ups, our own hesitations, and to hear the voice of God to say, no, what God has created is good. Go and proclaim to the world all that God has done. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, you continue to come to us in visions, and we hear your voice. May Peter's vision of the sheet being lowered down from heaven with all of the animals speak to us anew in our world today. Help us to see beyond the divisions of us and them, to see that you, O Lord, are the one who has created all things, and all that you have created, you said, was good. Help us to go out and proclaim to the world how you are active and at work. Help us to proclaim this message to the ends of the earth. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.